Welcome to the Wednesday, November 16th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. The World Wide Web Consortium, also known by its acronym W3C, which is the standard body really defining a lot of the web standard, now is addressing the new Do Not Track header. You already saw it pop up in new versions of Firefox and other browsers. The header can be enabled by the user, and it's just DNT, short for Do Not Track, and then either a value for 0, I don't care, or 1, please don't track me. Now, the addition that W3C kind of added to this standard is a DOM property that can then be queried from JavaScript. So, for example, JavaScript being loaded by a web application can now check whether or not you would like to be tracked or not. This is important as more and more of the tracking is done by AJAX and JavaScript. Now, they may have access to the HTTP headers, but this gives it sort of a cleaner standard-based interface. This is currently just a proposal, a draft. It hasn't been fully implemented yet, and at this point, it is really just being in the early stages of discussion at the W3C. And while we're talking about opting out of tracking, Google came up with its own proposal to exempt your Wi-Fi access point from its tracking. What Google suggests is just add underscore no map to the SSID of your access point, which will then prevent your access point from being tracked by Google, or for that matter, other services that roam the country to enumerate access points. It's of course all very similar to the robots.txt standard, which will be obeyed by well-behaved bots, like I assume Google will be one of them, and of course doesn't protect you from any malicious monitoring of your Wi-Fi access point. In another sort of wireless-related story, a computer virus apparently has hit an ambulance service in New Zealand. That particular ambulance service, St. John's, is by far the largest in New Zealand, and as a result of the malware infection, they were no longer able to use some of their wireless services. The way this service operates is if an emergency call reaches the dispatcher actually uses a wireless data terminal in order to reach the respective ambulance unit. Now, what apparently happened was that the malware, which hasn't been identified yet, saturated those data links. I just assume that the malware probably didn't know and wasn't really targeted at these ambulance systems, so it behaved like malware behaves and it tried to use the network link to spread itself. But these wireless systems are, of course, not always very high bandwidth, and as a result, the malware then resulted in a denial of service attack against the ambulance services network. The ambulance service was still able to function, but they basically had to go back to pen and paper and call ambulances on cell phones and such. So at least they had a contingency plan in place. And Facebook users apparently got hit with a large amount of porn. Well, it wasn't the latest twist of Facebook to get more users. Instead, it turns out to be a fairly old exploit. What happened was that the users were essentially asked in these usual sort of, you know, repost schemes to copy and paste some JavaScript into the URL bar, which then, of course, executed and essentially sort of launched a cross-site scripting attack of a better name. I think Sophos called it a self-cross-site scripting, because essentially user is self-cross-site scripting itself here. In the past, of course, similar attacks have been launched with clickjacking and other vulnerabilities. So it really comes down more to a browser issue than necessarily an issue with Facebook. Personally, I didn't see any of that on Facebook myself, so either my Facebook friends were smart enough not to copy JavaScript into the browser URL bar, or Facebook was fast enough in removing it. Anyway, this is it for today. Just a quick reminder, I will be in London first week of December teaching 503, our intrusion detection course, as well as the IPv6 one-day class. If you are in London, in Europe, well, not a great time to be in London, but a great time to learn more about TCP/IP. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.